This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise BizBytes. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Christine Wong.
Arvind Varaj.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We are in the future, folks, or very soon to be in the future. Our lead story today, how Singapore, next year, or thereabouts, will be launching their first fleet of drone flying taxis.
Yes. It's the Jetsons.
This is not even a joke, is it, anymore?
No. It's happening like next year. It's not like 20 years from now or something. It's next year.
Perfect test bed. There's not too much traffic over there. It's a small place. It seems like an ideal place to be doing this. Of course, we'll be talking about that a little bit later on. Our question for today, though, a little bit of fun, though. Given the opportunity, would you take a ride in one of these things? You know, do you feel safe enough to get inside an autonomous, pilotless, flying drone thing? Let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Second story of the day, how Southeast Asia's Grab, of course, they've inked a prepaid card deal with MasterCard. This is pretty big, this. We'll be talking about that in a little while. Story number three, hashtag save your internet. YouTube rallying against the EU copyright legislation. Wrapping up with story number four, how your videos could, in fact, start watching you. That sounds a little bit creepy.
Yeah.
Right, Arvind.
Yes.
Come on, then.
So this is actually a company called Volocopter. It is a German company, and they have had tests in Dubai. I think they also launched in a couple of cities in the U.S., but now they're moving to Singapore because they say that they want to test their technology. It looks like a helicopter, like a drone helicopter thing.
Very descriptive.
Yeah. Just imagine like a drone, but slightly bigger, that has like the cockpit of a helicopter.
Right.
There is a picture up on the website. We got this from The Star, so if you have a look for that, you'll find the picture of that thing.
And it can seat two people.
Two people, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't need a driver. So once you sit in, it can be controlled remotely, or it can be controlled from inside the drone itself.
Uh-huh.
So they want to use Singapore as a test bed because they say that they want to sort of help with traffic congestion in this region in like Southeast Asia, which I'm thinking, in that case, Singapore is not a good test bed because Singapore doesn't have traffic jams.
True.
So you should be testing in countries that do, like maybe in Thailand or even here. But then they say that because Singapore is a well-developed city-state and it does not suffer from major congestion, it is seen as a perfect test bed for new technologies due to its compact size and openness to innovation.
Mm-hmm.
So it has the Volocopter's electric air taxis take off and land vertically. They are based on drone technology and can fly two people for about 30 km, which is about 19 miles, which is not bad. And it is designed specifically for inner-city missions.
Brilliant.
It can withstand minor turbulence around skyscrapers, allowing for smooth rides. It is so quiet that at the flight height of 100 meters or 330 feet, it cannot be heard over the typical background noise of a city. And like I said, it can be controlled by a pilot using a joystick, or it can be remotely controlled from the ground. They will also set up a product design and engineering center in Singapore to support its expansion plans.
I have so many questions about this.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, like, first, like, a couple of days ago, they get, like, Dyson comes in, and now you have this German company coming in and using Singapore like a test bed. They are moving so fast into the future. They are in the future at the moment while everyone else is trying to catch up.
Everybody else is looking at it and, like us, going, what's happening now?
It's not even that, but I'm just really paranoid because the first thing I saw when I read this article was that it can be controlled by a pilot using a joystick or remotely from the ground. And that feels like the best opportunity for sabotage I've ever heard.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't even know who's driving the drone, the car, the helicopter, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like it could lead to some bad stuff.
Exactly. And you are relying on these people on the ground, you know, to control the volocopter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, job opportunities, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, you know, there's lots of teenage kids, and even me at some... right now would go, you know what, that's a great job. Let me drive or hover people around the city.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Is there a skill set for that now? Do we have experienced super drone pilots, you know?
Yeah.
We have super drone pilots. So, oh my God, what is the company that we had? Aerodyne.
Aerodyne,
yeah. So they do a lot of drone tech.
But they were also saying during our breakaway that they were having trouble recruiting people because mm-hmm. it's a very specialized skill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have, if Singapore becomes a test bed and they're expanding in terms of like making it like an engineering hub,
yeah.
So I'm sure Singapore will come up with like colleges and college courses, full-blown institutes
right.
to teach people how to operate like drones and stuff.
Mm.
And you can even, I mean, think about this. If you're good at video games, you kind
exactly.
of qualify for, you know, like drone tech.
I yeah. mean, yes, but there's a difference between being good at a video game and being able to pilot, you know, a vehicle with people in it in a busy city
video
as well.
Game, you can pause and you can restart if something goes wrong.
Yeah, you yeah. can't save scum with this stuff, yeah, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, no. I think it also helps if you can take control of the drone inside, but then you would need that skill set.
Right.
So how many people would need licenses to, you know, to be in mm. one of these things? Or how many people can be like, you know, like if you're doing like Grab and Uber and stuff, there's no Uber, but you know, if you're, if Grab gets onto this and they buy like volocopters, then they can pick people up from the roofs of their
so
buildings and stuff.
You'd have a
yeah.
pilot with you.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah. yeah.
So, I mean, that makes sense.
I mean, I'm also thinking about like where they would land and stuff yeah. because you need to have like a little landing pad like a helicopter needs, right? So,
yeah.
you know, kind of how they're going to navigate that when, you know, you want to put this in cities that are already so congested. It's kind of, I don't know, it doesn't really make a lot of sense to me, but we'll see.
I mean, I'm just trying to point, paint this picture in my head of seeing these things flying around and mm. landing and picking people up, and I'm like, In my head, that's 50, 60, 70 years away.
Yeah, you know? That's like Blade Runner
yeah.
and stuff.
So in Dubai, I think what they did was they had like these things would land in people's balconies. So you have like these high-rise condos and then they have like balconies and they would literally land in their houses and then like drop them off and then like pick up again because they don't need a runway.
Yeah.
So that's the thing about them. They just take off vertically and they can land vertically as well.
Ooh, but then there's the issue of privacy because then they know exactly where you live and also it requires you to have a balcony in the first place, which not everyone will have.
I mean, if you like e-hailing, they know where you live.
No, but they don't know exactly which unit that you're in. They know, let's say, like the building
if you have a condo.
Or something, right?
They know my house.
Well, that's
all
too bad
well.
For you,
yeah.
Rich.
Yeah. I keep putting the slightly adjusting the address, you know, and the taxi driver's turned up and he's like, I thought you said it was this address. I'm like, I'm just keeping myself safe.
And that's
you
why
know?
You always use a public building nearby.
Indeed, indeed. Right. Interesting story, though. I mean, I'm very I love the idea of it. And you know, I think I would try it. I certainly would. But again, a whole bunch of issues. Safety is my first priority. Not so much, I mean, there's going to be issues, of course, like we've talked about before, air traffic control and all of that kind of stuff. But the idea of this thing flying 100 meters or at 100 feet, and if something goes wrong, what are the safety features that are built into it
yeah.
to kind of avoid, you know, incident and injury? I'd like to know a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's all going to come out, you know, in the wash over the next couple of weeks as this thing moves forward. And it seems to be moving forward very quickly.
Yeah.
Let us know then, folks. Would you be keen to take a airborne taxi, a driverless hover taxi over in Singapore? Let us know. Get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. We've already got some tweets. I think we have a couple of messages also on WhatsApp. That's we'll get to in just a couple of minutes. We have another story about Grab actually coming up after the break.
Mm-hmm.
But don't go anywhere. We've got a short music break with a little bit of Duffy and Tainted Love. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Keep those messages coming in on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.